Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Hafey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Scalza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Manny Salvo. Pitching for the New York Giants, Manny Salvo. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalza misplays the ball. That's an error on Scalza. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gallen moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Gallen scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hermann reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Ott moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Scalzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scalzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Salvo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Whitehead, and into shallow right field. Herman reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitehead scores. Demery moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery moves to third. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell strikes out. The ball gets by O'Day. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bartel is walked intentionally. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafey hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Scalzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scalzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scalzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Salvo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvo is 0-for-1 in the game. Salvo bunts, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scalzi. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Scalzi steals second. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scalzi moves to third. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hafey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Salvo, and towards Scalzi, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Salvo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Day. Russell moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Scalzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scalzi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Scalzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Manny Salvo. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Schumacher now pitching. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalzi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scalzi. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Gleason moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalzi misplays the ball. That's an error on Scalzi. Gleason scores. Reynolds scores. Hartnett moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Bonura reaches third base with a triple. Moore scores. Whitehead goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Cubs. Larry French now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura scores. It's 8-5, Cubs. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hafey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 4 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Skeeter Scalzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scalzi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Scalzi takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scalzi moves to third. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Russell. Scalzi scores. Seeds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cubs. Vance Page now pitching. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds scores. Moore moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-7, Cubs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Hubbell now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scalzi misplays the ball. That's an error on Scalzi. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hafey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Skeeter Scalzi. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Alex Camporis pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.